Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the Roe v. Wade of podcast, the man and frenemy, the gummy bear specialist, comedy legend, Mike Wiggity Wiggity Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, mm-hmm. And our friend over there has caused more abortions than anyone.
Yeah. What happens is people that are not even related to him will end up seeing a video of him and be like, wait, that could happen? Nah, this ends now.
All right, get me a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Get me a coat hanger.
We're not paying for this shit. Let's go.
Oh, you know what I found out about coat hanger abortions? Sylvain Larocque, his grandmother used to perform abortions in the old days when it was illegal in Canada.
With a coat hanger?
With a coat hanger. And that's how she died. She performed a... She auto tried to get rid of, I guess, Sylvain's uncle.
Of herself? Oh, my God.
She died giving herself an abortion.
Well, look, we're starting off on a light note. That's good.
That's a shitty way to die.
Yeah, that's shitty, terrible. But I got to say, this lady's tough, bro. This lady, she went for the self-abortion? That's tough as fuck.
Because Sylvain Larocque is like, you see him, and he used to work at IBM, and he looks like a guy that's comes from a good family. And then he was telling me his grandmother was a prostitute who ran a whorehouse and an abortion clinic. And the reason why she started running her abortion clinic is all these whores kept getting pregnant. And then they'd go to New Brunswick and die. And then she was like, it can't be that hard. I can figure this out. And nowadays you can go on the internet and there are tutorials on YouTube. A 1930s tutorial wasn't as good.
No, it was just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Dude, this is why we don't mention it enough, but condoms are amazing.
Yeah.
They change the world. Yeah. They don't get the credit they deserve. You ever think about that, Poseidon? When was the last time you said, good job, Trojan?
Never.
You've never said
Have you seen the new technology of condoms, bro? They're insane, bro.
No.
There was a guy, he shoved a cucumber in one of the condoms, okay? And look, it's not a weird porno. Calm down. I can see your face already.
This guy shoved put a condom on it, so he had safe sex with his asshole. But back when I was growing up, I couldn't have safe sex.
I could have got pregnant from a cucumber.
Yeah. And who knows what will come out? Watermelons? I don't know what I'm going to give birth to.
Pickles.
So what's the new technology? The new condoms.
Bro, I think it's Trojan. And bro, the guy shoved the cucumber in, and he was literally bringing a knife on the cucumber, and he's trying to slice, but it doesn't slice. And he's taking a nail gun, and he's shooting with a nail gun. It's not going through.
What kind of sex is
those are for rapists.
Yeah.
Because the only time a woman tries to bite, like if a woman's trying to bite or cut my dick, I shouldn't be having sex with that lady.
Yeah. But it was to show, because inside the cucumber was smashed. But it was to show that the condom had no holes. The latex.
Okay. Oh, the condom. The cucumber was still smashed.
Yeah. The cucumber.
So we can't rape you. If you want to rape, fucking go with the shields. Fucking false advertising.
Go with one of those Lifestyles metallic condoms.
So it wouldn't cut.
And inside the cucumber was demolished.
Oh.
But then he pulled it out and then he filled it with water. No holes.
Yo, you know what? That's what I'm saying. Condoms have made a lot of people's lives better without us realizing.
Yeah. And where was this?
We need a condom sponsor.
No, it was a TikTok video.
Did this guy work for Trojan?
Nah, he was just testing condoms.
Like on his own?
Yeah.
What are your hobbies? I collect baseball cards. What about you? I test condoms. As a hobby? Yeah, it's fun, bro. Yeah.
How fucking, he's at the store. I got a knife, I got a cucumber, I got a condom. It's not what it looks like. It's for the internet.
Yeah. What is the dark web? Maybe.
Maybe.
YouTube's been taking down my videos lately.
Oh,
so crazy.
Yeah, that's That's I never think of doing that. A test like that.
No, but yeah, that it's still impressive though. That no hole, no cuts.
He
nothing.
Should. He did he do it with other condoms though to see? Because it might just be all condoms.
That was again. The only video I had seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you came during that one, so you can watch
during
it
or after.
I think, especially during the hammer part.
He texted his girlfriend. He's like, "I need you to come over and smash my cucumber." what? Yo, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Our friend Ellen, the UCam girl Boudreaux, shocked the internet last week. They're still making memes about her today.
Yes,
over what can only be described as Gummygate 2022. She was, for people who are uninitiated,
For people that don't know who she is, she's the chick that graduated last year from l'UQAM and the university here in Montreal. Well, one of the shitty.
Yeah, university. They're the shitty university.
The Concordia of French people.
Yeah, exactly.
So she was, and she flashed her tits during the picture. She showed her tits, and it went viral. And then she already had an OnlyFans, and she fucking
exploded.
She got that. She went from that pic to becoming a millionaire very quickly on the internet.
So last week she was doing a show, a cam show for some of her, like 300 people on her.
Some of her supporters.
So supporters, we're going to call them. And she has a trick that she does, which is inserting gummy bears in her anus. She was taught that trick by her man, Poseidon. Just that when he does it, they never come back out.
Okay.
So her thing is she puts them in her ass and then she'll poop them out. Like,
Is it a trick or it's an illusion?
I think it's a trick because they go in and then they pop out one by one. Like, we're free. Except there was an accident last week where when she tried to push them out, she exploded onto her laptop and destroyed it with shit.
Massive diarrhea.
Massive diarrhea.
Yeah. And the thing that's impressive though about that, so her computer died when she did that.
Yeah.
Computer died. And then she came back with her cell phone to do like an Instagram video. And then she was like, I shit on my computer. And I was like, God damn. Like if that shit happened to me, the show's over. I'm never coming back. I'm moving. I'm fucking, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to buy another computer to Google how to shoot myself in the mouth.
Here's the thing. She needs help from a good publicist, a person of experience. This is not even a joke. I think Poseidon is the best person to speak to because you have shat your pants on camera and survived, made a career afterwards.
Yes.
So you know how to handle controversy that's poop related.
Yeah. You guys need, you know what you were talking about once, or we were talking about having a podcast, you and her? Call it like a shitty and shittier. Like do a dumb and dumber. Shit and shitter.
The thing is I don't get is I have to ask her about this. I don't get why she needed to even do like gummy bears in the ass thing. Because you like how many niches do you need?
Well, what probably happened was
because she already has a look. She has the tattoo girl look. She has the big boobs look. The porn star, all that. You don't need another niche, right? Like if you have like when you have a sushi restaurant. I hate it when like we have sushis. We also have pizza and burgers. Just focus on the one thing.
I told you. I have a friend whose sister has the dumbest store. She renovates kitchens and rents kayaks. And on her truck, it's written like Rénovation Cuisine, Location Kayak.
I got dizzy.
What the fuck?
And you're like, how
that
the
was so
fuck?
Stupid. It made me dizzy.
My headphones fell off.
Because do renovate, like redo kitchens and bathrooms. That I'm good.
Yeah.
That I fucking accept that. Even kitchens and living rooms.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, it's a bit of a stretch, but you know, it's construction.
Yeah.
But kayaks and a new kitchen?
Yeah, I think I could put an island in the middle of your kitchen.
Speaking of islands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or even, it's going to be a little pricey, man. It's kind of stressing me out. You know what will de-stress you? Take a ride on a kayak. It's so insane.
So crazy.
I'd be like, okay, this is a scam.
Yeah.
I would never trust
I wouldn't believe it.
In my kitchen.
But
because they're going to suck at both.
Yeah.
They'll be like, fuck.
People drown all the time.
Yeah. I told you we shouldn't put a door on the bottom of that kayak.
Oh.
Yeah, why is there a sink in the kayak? So stupid.
God damn. But you know what I think happened with the UCam girl? I'll be honest. I think she already has her basic stuff, you know, the big tits, tatted and whatever. But I think she has a special clientele that are very demanding, that will get off on telling her what to put in her bosom, in her buttocks.
In her bosom. Bosom is tits.
Oh, it is? I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
And Botox is...
Buttocks.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So
sounded like Botox.
It did.
And I think
English language.
But I think this is a special clientele that get off on this kind of shit, and they pay a bit of a premium.
I think, though, that's what people that get off on this shit are now... Like, she's going to get a weird group of people.
Yeah.
That'll always, every time they'll see her, they'll be like, oh, this is hot. Oh, fuck. She didn't even shit.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch. Just masturbated.
I guarantee you there's going to be a weirdo that sends her money. He's going to be like, look, buy a laptop and shit on it for me.
Yeah. She's selling her laptop.
Wait, what?
Because she did a video of someone. She said it was from Apple, like the Apple store.
Came to her house,
it's someone with the yellow gloves. But then she films it, and you see the person like doing this on the computer, and then zooms out, and you see specks of brown on the screen.
Yeah, he's not there to wash it.
Like if I had enough liquid diarrhea on my computer to get it to not work anymore, I'd throw that computer
out. It's a total loss.
Or I dip it. I'd put it in the dishwasher.
Not even rice will fix that.
Yeah.
I'd wash it, like I'd rinse it down with water, and I'd tell no one that I shit on it.
Yeah, I would have denied it if I was there. Yeah. I would have been like, "You guys missed saw."
Yeah.
Yeah.
The feed cut because the computer overheated. Because I was so hot.
I wouldn't have come back. Like, I wouldn't have told anyone. And then if those 300 fucking loudmouths tell people fucking she shit on a computer, I'd be like, those fucking idiots. And or I'd go, it's a prank. I got you. And then I'd refilm one with a
fake one.
With a definite fake piece of shit. Like a poop from like a magic store or some shit. And go, you guys are so dumb.
It was clearly fake poop.
It was clearly fake poop. And they'd be like, why is the camera all full of brown specks? It's magic.
It's magic.
But also, because people
so fucked up.
Probably weren't expecting it. So if the camera feed cut,
people
that means
were
nobody...
expecting it. No.
But do you think somebody was recording, like, she might shit herself?
Not she might shit herself. People were recording for sure.
Yeah. People are recording for sure.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
That
you're
exists
right.
out there in the ether. You could probably find it.
But Elena is good for that. Because if you go like on
Elena doesn't give a fuck
on Pornhub or all that. I think she has someone that does that, or she does it. Fucking
deletes them all.
I'm pretty sure she does it herself. 23 hours a day, she's always deleting. That's why she's got too much coffee in her, and that's why she's just shitting like crazy. She's like, I'm not asleep. I can delete stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm leaking.
But
from
she's
the
in
asshole.
Good spirits.
Yeah,
because she's like, it happened. That's
a trooper.
That's a trooper. She's that's a professional. I don't think I'd be.
No, I like her a lot.
She's nice. Yeah,
she's very nice. Yeah. She's very nice. But this is a weird. Like she should have. I think she likes having people talk about her.
Of course.
And then she was like, people are going to talk. Like this, people are going to talk about this even more than the fucking flashing my tits.
For sure.
And then, did you see, as soon as people start talking about her, meaning like, she shit, she went back to the profile pic of her with the tits and the graduation. Just because she was like, no, I'm not the shitting on a computer girl. I'm the flashing my tits.
Smart.
Yeah.
Come for the shit, stay for the tits.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like the strategy.
I like the slogan.
That'd be a good show. You and her call it shits and giggles.
No, even shit tits.
Shit tits.
Yeah. You both shit yourself? You both have tits? Shit tits. Bro, fucking shit tits, baby. Shit tits. Let's do that. That's a good podcast.
Yeah. Shit tits.
Hey, j'écoutais shit tits, yeah.
I wonder if she
What would be the name in French?
Toton de merde. Yeah. I got a lot of positive feedback from your fans from St. Agathe show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't expect it. A lot of people were messaging me.
Very cool room.
Very cool room. Yeah. And it's a place because it was so far away, I didn't think twice of it. And I was getting, all weekend, I was getting messages. Hey, fucking, you did very well. I want to see your hour. Like, I was like, oh, shit.
The Patriot was, that's one of the first comedy rooms ever in French Quebec.
Really?
From the, like the... There used to be one on St. Catharines, like, I don't know where exactly, near a CBC. It was a Patriot, and then they opened the second one in St. Agathe, probably the 50s.
Oh, shit.
God, yeah. Damn. So it's historic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's historic. God, historic. You didn't see all the stuff that they have in the green room? The Yvonne Deschamps stuff?
I saw that. I paid attention.
They
yeah.
tore, like, they renovated it, so redid everything, but they left, and they redid green rooms, but they left the original green room intact.
Yeah, it was
so
nice.
You feel like you're in 1952. And very cool, like all the old pictures on the wall.
I had a fucking good time there, and it looked. I told the guy, congratulations. He really built a nice fucking venue.
Yeah.
It was badass, even though you fucked up all night. All night.
Yeah. I don't know what was wrong with me.
He had a bad day on Saturday. He from the morning to the night, he just kept fucking stuff up, dropping stuff, tripping all over himself. It was like a weird, it was like a cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't know why, though. Now, are you over that?
Yeah, yeah, no, of course, yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird, weird day.
When did you get over that?
Oh, the next day.
You went to the spa?
Yeah.
How was the spa?
Oh, it was good, but some weird stuff, bro. First of all, we had to wear...
You didn't pay extra for hand jobs.
So you went to the spa with your wife? Like a rub and tug place? She waited in the car?
No. No, this was a legitimate place. It was a couple's massage.
It's because it's her birthday, right?
Yeah.
No, this was a gift for my birthday, but we never got the chance to use it.
So did she rub and you tugged? Like what was the...
No. We both sat on a table next to each other and we got massages. Full body massages.
Okay, but in quotes, right?
No, actual massages. Right, actual therapeutic shit.
Was it?
And honestly, I needed it because.
Air quotes.
Was it a massage table or just an actual table?
No, massage table, massage table. It was like, very comfortable.
Sir,
actually.
This is a buffet.
Bro, these new massage tables.
What are you going? This is Feelings of the Orient. This is definitely a massage place.
But these new massage tables are primo, you know?
He slipped her at 20. She's like, I don't do that here, sir.
Yeah,
and he's like, the fuck you don't.
But they're very professional. And even though at some point I got a crazy erection.
What?
I swear to God,
you
I got.
You got an erection with your girl
yeah.
at a massage place. What the fuck is wrong with you? Please tell me it was a dude massaging
no,
you.
No, no, no.
There's no way.
I swear to God.
How do you live like that?
How was it? Was the
I told her after, I'm like, babe, I'm really sorry, but I got a crazy erection.
Was the masseuse
And then
hot?
You asked her while the massage is happening, you asked your babe, can you take care of this? Because it's getting awkward
was
for
the masseuse hot?
It's getting very awkward for the masseuse. Can you just
no,
take
no,
care of this?
No, she wasn't. It was just, I don't know. I guess she unclogged some arteries, bro, and all the blood went
That's
rushing.
Not how That's erections
not.
Work.
No,
that
no,
you're
no,
like,
no.
Look,
look, I was very
doctor. Can I get some Viagra? Just get someone to rub your neck.
Yeah,
you got the dick tube here.
Yeah. You need some fiber. You need some fiber.
Look, I was a little relaxed. I got some dirty thoughts in my head while I was getting massaged, and then bam, I got a fucking thing.
But did you
Poseidon
should have told
is one bad night away from fucking a dude.
Yeah,
it'd be very easy to convince him to bang a dude. You just need to get him relaxed enough.
And you told your girl, "I'm sorry, I got an erection while another woman was rubbing me." You should have said. Fuck, you were so pretty, I got an erection.
Or even better, never mention to her that you got an erection.
I was thinking of her, though, when I got the erection.
Okay, don't lie to us.
I swear to God.
Listen, bro.
I was
that doesn't play here.
Was she alone or she was having sex with a real man?
No.
Well, is that why you erect?
You're like, yeah,
sure what it's like. Sure what it's like, yeah.
Oh, that's why you told her, because she's never seen it.
Yeah. I told you. When you're done with that one, can you take care of this one?
I was going to get rattled on this one.
So you brought it to a rub and tug. You got hard, she got banged. Yeah. This is a crazy story.
God.
This is a crazy story.
That's not what happened. It was a regular spot. Look, the erection only lasts for like 2 minutes. I was like, bro.
It was one of your regular nights?
So I started thinking of like poop and stuff. And then went away.
That is long, though. 2 minutes when someone is rubbing you while your girl is next to you.
I have very powerful erections,
and
Mike.
She's getting
were
rubbed.
You were on
you
your
have
back,
very powerful
though?
Erections and zero social skills.
Yes. Actually, hey!
Because you're the type of guy that would get other guys in trouble. Because you're the type of guy who would sit at a bar and be like, hey. I don't control this.
Nah.
It's just out there. You're that guy.
I would hide
that
it.
Guy.
I hid it, bro.
You didn't hit it. You even announced
you
it.
You told her.
No, I told her.
That's
after.
The worst.
Well, because I felt
that's
bad.
Like, let's play hide and seek.
Why'd you feel bad?
I don't know. I was like, fuck, another woman's rubbing me and I got on ride. Like, I don't know. I felt bad.
Why didn't... And you told her when you weren't hard?
Yeah.
The kid's a retard.
Yeah. So if she didn't even notice, why say anything? You were on your stomach, right?
Yeah. Touché.
Is that touche, touche, what you told the fat lady?
Touche, touche.
Touche here.
Touche on Ramadan.
Oh, God. If anything is going to get memed throughout all the episodes we've done, it's this.
It's him with an erection, his chick getting banged, and him being like, I'm sorry for the erection. That's crazy.
Yeah, that, anyways, so the massage was nice because I had knots in my back that I didn't know, bro. Like, it was nice. Bad. So she had to shove her elbow into my back, and she's shoving. And her
finger in your asshole.
Oh. And it loosened all kinds of stuff, bro. Like, my back felt good. My shoulders aren't as rounded as they were. They're more straight now.
Yeah.
So it was a good job. It was a nice thing.
I want to go get someone to walk on my back.
Yeah. No, but these people, they shove their elbows in your back. Like, it's a good, if you tell them be rough, they'll be rough. All right. No, so it was nice.
I would never tell a woman,
be rough.
Be rough. Me. Come on, babe.
You can No.
Spit on me. Spit on me. I got my shoulders are fucked up.
Is that a microphone stand?
Yeah.
You know what to do with it.
Yeah. What?
It's not just for that. Yo, yeah. That, it's not just for,
like,
gummy bears.
You put your hands like this, you spit on it, be rough.
Imagine he had gotten so comfortable he shits himself.
Yeah.
Nah. On top of that, I had bowel problems over the weekend.
There you go.
So I got lucky. But anyway, so I was going
to
say.
So you imagine you have an erection and shitting yourself at the massage table. That you have to move.
I have to kill myself.
No, move.
Move, really?
Yeah. The Asians there aren't going to remember you.
They were not Asians.
We all look the same to them.
Yeah. They weren't Asians.
Oh, then you're fucked. What were they?
Then you white. Gotta kill yourself.
They were white?
Oh, you gotta kill
they were French Canadians.
Yeah, one lady was Arabic and the other lady was French Canadian.
Oh, the French Canadian would be fun if she knows the shows. She's like, hey, have you an
erection? No, because what they do is they have this giant cover and they cover you up. So when they do one of your legs, they'll tuck the thing there so it hides
between
completely.
Your dick and balls?
No, under the leg. So it hides completely. So.
Tucked it in
they
his
tuck
vest.
It in.
Do the leg,
are you sure she didn't just put a diaper on you?
Yes, 100%.
She keeps shitting everywhere.
She definitely knew you.
But here's the weird thing. First of all, we had to wear fucking visors.
Well, yeah, all the shit flying around.
What are we?
And plus, yeah. And she's fucking hitting you with elbows.
Yeah. I need some protection, helmet. Bro.
It's like a weird wrestling porno. It's like a weird wrestling scat porno.
So you had visors.
Yes, we had visors for the fucking. We had to wear visors in the hot tub after. Just went to the hot tub.
Is that why you got an erection? Because you're like, I'm Darth Vader.
No. We had to wear basically.
I'm gonna fuck my one handed son.
See through visors.
So you're sitting in a hot tub with your visor that's dipping in water.
Basically.
You're fucking rock hard cock.
Bro, you make some low budget decisions.
No, it was a nice place. But what I didn't understand, another thing was, because it was supposed to be a relaxing experience, but and they have a TV playing. Usually it's in nature, these Nordic spas, but this was indoors,
Dog
right?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. But this
Where was it? Up north?
No, it was in the city.
That's why.
Yeah. So they had a big TV right
what
by the chairs.
What neighborhood of the city?
St. Catherine East.
Ashlaga.
There you go. Yeah, so you're it was going a rub and to tug. A poor neighborhood. Yeah.
No, it was a big building. It was nice.
But it was a rub and tug. It's a big building.
Oh my God.
It's a rub and tug.
Stop it, bro. It wasn't a rub and tug.
It wasn't that day. That day it was erect and shit.
No, this was a professional establishment.
Did the sign flash and was it neon?
No. This is a professional establishment.
Did it say new girls working?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So and then your girlfriend is like confused. And they really promote the new girls, huh? They're very happy for hiring new people. Huh? Do I speak better English with my accent than your girlfriend in French, or does she not have a strong accent?
No, she doesn't have a strong accent.
Oh, no?
Yeah, no. She has a bit of an accent.
What's the over-under on that being true? I'm going to test it out.
No, she has a bit of an accent.
We're backtracking.
No, I'm not backtracking. Like she's. I'm not gonna lie. She has a bit, but it's not heavy. It's not like
No. I'm saying, is it the way I do it? Is it similar?
No, it's way lighter.
Really? Okay.
Way
that's,
lighter.
Okay, that I'm gonna
way
test
lighter.
Out.
Yeah. Way lighter. She has like some stuff. Like it'll sound a little like Quebecois, but it's very cute. And I
you
talk
to her
it's
in
adorable.
French, right?
Though? Yeah, we talk in French.
Yeah. So that's probably why you don't notice the accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but we speak in English.
Speaking her language.
You should try speaking her in Spanish.
No, but we speak in English sometimes, or sometimes she'll talk with my mother in English or whatever. So she like
well,
she
I
has
assume
she,
all the time she speaks with your mother is in English.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. But she doesn't have much of an accent.
All right.
But she has enough where it's like it's adorable. I like it.
So she does have an accent. Yeah. You're just calling it something else.
Yeah. Adorable.
You're fighting tooth
and
nail.
I'm not fighting tooth and nail. She has a very light accent, almost unnoticeable.
Almost unnoticeable.
Yes.
But
the
adorable.
Light comes in.
To the naked ear.
To the naked ear, as opposed to all the fully clothed ears.
But it's adorable.
But it's
so
adorable.
You can't notice
adorable
but it's
to
adorable.
Me. Adorable to me.
So it's there.
Yeah.
But it's not noticeable.
Yeah, it's not. Because it'll only be on some words.
Give me an example.
I don't know now.
You want to call her on speaker?
No. No, like, I'm not going to include her in my shenanigans in this insanity. I'm
is
not going
like,
to include
her.
The
best thing
this.
If he calls her, he's like, I'll be the best. He's like, adorable. No, it's not that bad. But there's an accent for sure.
Yeah.
What he's saying is false. There's no unnoticeable.
But I didn't say there was no accent.
You said it was adorable.
Yeah, you said it was unnoticeable.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is.
If it's, you can't notice it, it's not there.
Well, no, because it can be light. Like, it could be like...
But you said it's unnoticeable.
Unnoticeable means you don't know.
You don't notice. So how would I know?
Okay, slightly unnoticeable. Or no, more or less. Like you don't notice it for the most part while she speaks, but then certain words.
For the most part, because when she's talking
in French, you don't notice it. Yeah. When she's speaking in English,
or when she's talking
noticeable.
To someone, when the other person
yourselves.
Talks, you don't notice.
Yeah, when
the
other person's talking,
can't tell.
We should do a sketch where he's a mobster that gets arrested, and he's just incriminating himself. So what are you talking about? I'm innocent. Mostly innocent. I don't murder people.
All the time.
The people that got murdered. But it had nothing to do with me, even though I murdered them, because I barely murdered.
When I was burying that guy, I wasn't killing him. He was already dead.
I was burying him.
Bury and murder at the same time?
It's impossible.
Almost impossible.
Why would I bury an alive guy? That's murder.
Yeah.
I didn't commit murder. He was already dead. The murder was committed before by me, but it was unnoticeable because you didn't see that. You just saw the digging. So am I guilty of digging? Yeah, but people dig all the time.
Yeah. If you write it exactly like that, I could deliver it.
It's the most insane.
I could deliver it.
His, I've been noticing because of the intellectuals, I've been having a lot of fun with it because I used to just get upset. And now I don't. I look at the leap in logic and I go, this is insanity. This is borderline criminal behavior.
Look where I was raised, bro.
It's just absurd, retarded. Like, he's willing to say, he's willing to make leaps that would make compulsive liars blush. He's willing to make those leaps. He's willing to make a leap that nobody in their right mind would ever believe that. He's like, watch me, bitch. He'll make the craziest leaps. It's insane.
I know, but it's
are you like that
bro.
With everyone or just people?
No, hold on. I'm also mainly like that on the show. Like
when you're traveling and you get to the border ask you where you're going. Do you lie or you tell them the truth?
No, I tell them the truth. I'm not. I just bro, like tell them the Kanye West thing I did on the Pentelus Live.
I don't remember.
You don't remember the leap I did with.
But that you try to bullshit. I'm talking about when you actually try to, like, you're not trying to joke. When you actually try to justify a thought that you had, when you realize it's wrong, you don't accept it's wrong. You try to justify it. But the Kanye West, he was trying to joke. He made a leap about Kanye West telling the future. What it is. It was him trying to make a joke.
Well, it's kind of like that. But in the moment, I run with it.
But
like I roll with it.
But a lot of times what he does is he can't. He's like, oh, I'm wrong. But normal people be like, yeah, I'm wrong. Let's move on. Him, he's like, fuck that.
But
I'm
where's,
gonna make
where's
it
the,
right.
Where's the fun in that?
I get it. You're saying it's fun now, but you legitimately have been getting frustrated when we don't fall for it. And, you're like, blah, blah, and then when we call you on it, you're like, you get like legitimately audibly upset.
No.
He's doing it again.
I blush because I get shy.
Just the way you said no, we could tell you were annoyed.
Yeah,
you get annoyed. No.
Yeah. It's like the guy that got caught cheating. He's like, what?
Yeah, that's you. He just can't. But Guido said the funniest line yesterday. He goes to him, it must be exhausting being you. He goes, it must be, because he's always just trying to fight everything, like just defend against anything. And then
for the shows, it's fun.
But I mean, in real life, it must be exhausting, like having to defend against everything. Like, hey, it's nice. It's sunny outside. No, it isn't.
But
that's not the sun.
Okay,
in
real life, I
go crazy.
I won't do it as much. I toned it down like crazy.
He has toned it down. It used to be worse. It used to be for anything. It used to be like it's warm outside. It's not really warm. Is it warm?
But
hold on.
But what is warm to everyone's different, bro.
Yeah, he uses shit like this. Oh, Jesus, fuck. I hate
like
I hate these type of people.
Like to you, like lately it's been cold, but to me it was kind of warm outside, bro.
So that's it. It's warm to you. It ends there.
Yeah.
It's warm. Yeah. You're not going to sit there and argue. You're like, well, is it because penguins find it? Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here, you retard.
It's not as warm as the sun. Did you know?
Yeah, he does stupid
stuff. The sun is actual fire.
It's very hot. Very hot. I'm not making this up. Yeah. Sun, hot.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, shut up.
Oh, we had a situation like this on the In Bed with Poseidon where I think Alex said the sun isn't fire. And I think we got into a big argument.
Bro, Alex, I told you, called me earlier because he was playing golf with a lady. That, it goes for him and it goes for anyone. If you're not a woman or a successful man, golf is not for you.
Okay, but define success.
If you're an unsuccessful person going to the driving range with your boys, you're a loser. You need to develop success, then you're allowed to golf.
Yeah.
If you try to do it before, I know that you're an unsuccessful loser.
Real golf, yes.
Wait for the hate mail.
Golf is good for like if you want to sell shit.
Yeah.
Like if you're a salesman, you go play golf.
A successful salesman.
With your customer. Yeah.
You're like not, a salesman of planes.
Yeah, you're not going to go like if you're working at Aldo selling shoes and the guy's like, can I see a size 10? All right. First. Here's let me get my clubs.
Let's go. Tea time's at 8. Let's go.
I'm about to buy shoes.
There's a funny sketch in that.
Every time I go to Aldo to buy shoes, I come back with fucking shoes with spikes on them.
Yeah. I'm wearing fucking slacks. Yeah, so stupid. Yeah, if you're not successful or a lady, don't golf, please.
Yeah, my brother.
You're not fooling anyone.
My brother bought me... my brother's really into golf, and when I bought the place in Orlando, he was like, "Orlando has the best golf clubs and the best resorts, the ranges, or whatever." And he's like, "This is you can tell I go play golf a lot. I don't know what they're called,
but allowed. You got the success." Yeah.
But he told me he was like, "I got you some clubs if you want to play," and he got me like really good clubs. And since I know he paid a lot for them, I didn't want to throw them out, but then I didn't want to bring them to fucking Florida. And then every time he'd come to Florida, he was like, where are those clubs? And I was like, well, they're home in my basement. And so now I have a fucking set of golf clubs just so that when my brother comes to Florida.
You can show it to him.
When he got them for me, he was like, all you need is a putter because he didn't have the putter.
So why'd you give me 57 clubs?
Yeah. So now I have like all the clubs except for the putter, which is the most important one.
Because that's the one he took?
No, it's because it was his old set and the putter. He kept the putter. Or some bullshit like that.
You want me to buy you a putter?
No. No. I didn't want to.
I love these things. Like, it's useless.
The thing I didn't like, I only played golf a couple of times when I was younger. And it was, I don't know. I didn't like it. It was too, like, it felt like there were too many rules. Like, I was there. We were outside. And I was like, this is fun. I had heard people drank. So I was like, I'm going to drink. So we were drinking, but we were like early 20s. And then I was getting hot. So I took my shirt off. And then they were treating me like I was fucking Kid Rock. Like, they were like, sir, put your shirt on.
Yeah, it's too many rules.
Yeah. And I was like, what? I'm not at a wedding. I'm outside hitting a fucking ball with a stick.
There's a lady caddy.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. I'm just throwing beer on tits.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The golf courses, they're not for everyone, these golf clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't let anyone in.
Yeah, it's the courses. The word I was looking for was courses.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the golf courses.
Yeah. We should take Poseidon golfing. You'd make a good caddy. He'd actually make a good caddy. You know the little caddies they have? No good. They can barely hold the clubs. This guy will probably hold them like this with two fingers.
You know maybe. They have now that Le Marin does is they do frisbee golf. It's like for rednecks that don't have any talent. Yeah. So you go, you get a frisbee, and then you shoot it to wherever the hole is. Or it's not a hole.
That's too low budget for me.
That's
a whole other class.
That's it's basically
that's for swamp people.
Yeah, but
that's chain net.
Yeah, that's for people that live in a house that has wheels on it.
Yeah, that's too low.
Yeah.
That's swamp. You got to find a happy medium. Yeah. Maybe do mini golf or something. Yeah. But that's too much, bro, for me. I can't do swamp people activities.
Swamp people activities are fun, though.
They're very fun, but I feel like I failed at life if I do them.
Like, I have a four-wheeler, which is very swamp person-esque. Yeah.
And but it's so
fucking
good.
I love my
four-wheeler. I rode the four-wheeler too at Daniel Grenier's house. Remember we went? Yeah. So much fun.
The other day I went, Jerry Alain was at Yan's house.
Okay.
And I went to pick him up with the four-wheeler without a helmet. So I was driving through the city without
How
a helmet.
How much fun is that?
It was amazing.
But be careful, bro.
Yeah. But it's a fucking four-wheeler.
And you know how to drive it.
Yeah. And even if I didn't, it's a four-wheeler in a little streets.
Where's it going to go?
Nah.
Yeah, no, there's some activities there, but in general, most of the swamp activities, like gator wrestling thing, I can't see myself doing these things. It feels too low budget.
Yeah, me neither. It's, yeah.
You know what? You could fucking pull off.
Yeah.
You could be a gold medalist in swamp
You know
Olympics.
What's fun?
Probably.
Swamp Olympics.
That I used to love.
I'd call myself Shrek.
When I'd go to Florida.
No, they'd call you Shrek. Don't worry.
There's a bar I used to always
go to. You'd be viewed
as
a prince, though.
In Florida. That they can smoke indoors, and it was all like hillbillies in the place. And I used to love going there to drink because everyone had fucking NASCAR shirts, and they all had mullets and mustaches and smoking cigarettes indoors.
I kinda like that.
And like fucking alligators, like stuffed alligators on the wall. And I was like, yeah. Oh, this is.
That's a fun thing to observe.
Yeah. You don't want to be a regular in that place.
No, but you want to observe. You got to experience it.
Yeah, I went there one night to sing karaoke, and there was something fun about singing in front of 900 Dog the Bounty Hunters. Like, everyone looked like Dog the Bounty Hunter. They were all smoking in my face.
Mullets.
Yeah, all mullets. Fucking everyone with a shirt with some design of the U.S. flag on it. Like, it's always people that are like, USA, USA. And you're like, if USA is the best country, why are you doing so poorly?
Yeah.
You should be doing way better than you're doing right now.
Jesus Christ. Yo. Well, the argument is that they're doing well. They're happy.
They're very happy.
Yeah, people love the swamp. If you're in the swamp, you're in it.
You know what looks fun that I've never done and I should do next time I go to Florida is those swamp rides. You know when you're like in a boat, but it's
with a big fan.
Yeah, but it's a boat, but you're instead of water, you're kind of sailing on grass.
Yeah, I don't want to go near a swamp.
Those look like so much fun.
I feel like you get diseases out of swamp.
No. If you get bit by something, yes.
Well, that's a yes.
Yeah, but if you're just
chilling
on the boat, you're good.
Yeah. Anything in nature that you can drink beer in a can and then chuck it is a good time.
I started watching a new show, Tokyo Vice.
Okay.
HBO Max. Check it out. If you don't mind reading a bit, because sometimes they speak in Japanese, but it's actually very good.
Okay.
It's based on a true story of this American guy, young guy who moves to Tokyo, learns Japanese, works for the major newspaper there, and then gets involved with a Yakuza. So much fun. It also taught me something. I don't think AIDS ever made it to Japan. Because they're just hanging.
Because everyone's fucking.
Banging, no condoms. Fucking, he destroyed this chick's asshole at one point.
It makes sense, though. Yeah. Oh, goddamn.
Why would it make sense that AIDS didn't go there?
Because they're super clean people.
That's not how AIDS works. AIDS isn't.
AIDS is not a cleanly thing. What you had was called gonorrhea. It's not AIDS.
I never had gonorrhea.
Keep playing that card. I like it.
Oh, go fuck it.
I like it.
I never had, bro. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Bro, I'm with you. Yeah. He never had it.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Now I get the thing you're saying about him.
I had
lying
chlamydia, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had chlamydia?
No, it's a joke. I was joking.
He had gonorrhea.
No, I didn't. I did.
Did you have chlamydia, though?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Is chlamydia worse than gonorrhea?
I have no idea. I know they're both bad.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
He had gonorrhea. And diarrhea at the same time.
And both were coming out of your ass.
It's the same place you had sex.
Yeah. Oh. But speaking of diarrhea, bro, yesterday was brutal, man. The 36 hours.
Bro, I don't care about shit. We're talking about Japanese people here in Yakuza.
You're right,
stuff.
You're right. I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about the violence that's in there.
Yes.
A lot of violence with these Yakuzis, but it made me want to join their gang. Like, I actually sat there and I go, if I was single and I didn't have a career, I'd fucking move to Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd make a great Japanese criminal.
Yeah, the
like, they're all
badass.
This big.
I always love, like, whenever you watch, like, whenever we think of mobsters, we think of Italians.
Yeah.
Or, like, sometimes Russians, too, now.
Yeah.
But whenever you see like Italians or Russians, you're like, oh, they're cool. And then when you see Japanese, you're like, these fuckers are scary.
They're the coolest. You know why I prefer them? Because they have something, these fucking, what do we have? Who are the mobsters here? The Russians, the fucking, the vodka drinkers, the wops. They don't have the honor.
It's true.
That the Japanese do.
If you fuck up in the Yakuza.
No, you're miscalculating. I don't care about the fuck up. Here, they'll try to upstage you. The Italians can try to fuck over the Italians, even if they're cool.
I see what you mean.
Not the Yakuza, bro. If you don't do fuckery, they will not try to backstab you. They have an honor code.
Yeah.
They won't like kill your family because they don't like you. If you haven't done anything wrong, it's good for business, bro. You keep doing your. Yeah. I like the honor. Plus, all the tattoos. Bro, there's a guy. He's tattooed, one of the leaders, fucking here. All the way down, he's like a dragon. His entire body, his ass, cheeks, everything.
Yeah,
his
that's dope. Body. Those are dope. And you know how they do? They do them with the stick, huh?
The old way.
The old way. Yeah. They don't do it with those new needle
Episode
shit.
Episode one, I saw one guy, one of the main characters. He had a tattoo showing a bit from here. He was Yakuza, and the white guy goes, "Hey, that's a nice tattoo." In Japanese, and what it says was, "You did it the old way." And then the guy's like, "Fuck out of here, white boy." That's another thing. Racism. A lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun, yeah. He's like, Gaijin, he's a foreigner. So they call every, like, if I was there, that's what they would call me. They call me Gaijin.
I think all mobsters, though, enjoy their racism.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to stop him, right?
Yeah. But not just the mobsters. The whole, even at the newspaper, they grab the white guy at one point. So the guy's like, "Who the fuck is this guy? Get the fuck out of here." And like, he works here. It's like, no, he does. He's some white. Get the fuck out of here, whitey. And then they're making fun of him. They go, "Aren't you Jewish?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm from Missouri, but I'm Jewish." And he goes, "You fucking Jews control the media and all the money on the world. Get the fuck out of here." They keep saying racist shit. It's the funniest fucking thing, bro.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. They're like, I bet you he works for the Mossad.
HBO Max?
Yeah, it's a great show.
That's the only way HBO manages to do racist shit now. They're like,
they make the Japanese.
we'll get a Japanese. These guys, and then all these white people can't go. That's he's Asian.
Yeah, it's a great show.
If you're ethnic, you can't be racist.
The acting is great. The Tokyo stuff is amazing. Like it makes. Remember, we already spoke about it. We have to go down to Tokyo, dude. It makes me 10 times more likely to want to book something to go down there.
Really,
it's so much fun. I love Japanese people. Are slowly climbing up the ladder. I think they're becoming my favorite people on the planet.
I would love to visit their temples.
Bro, everything about Japan?
What? I don't know why the way you said that felt very the way a pedophile plans his trip.
What do you mean by temples? You know where the kids get educated?
No. You know the kids, they like have those balls and then they jump around in a ball?
No, because they got like the way the samurai and shit, and they got like they're like tiny little museums and shit, and it's like you peek into the past, and they got cool steps and the trees, and you can take nice pictures, bro. It's really cool.
Yeah,
I said everything and nothing at the same time.
Yeah, you said nothing. You waste our time. But dude, Japan, we got to find a way to book something there. They're the best people on the planet.
I got a weird booking for the end of May. I got booked in Lithuania.
Are you going?
Yeah.
You're going one day to Lithuania?
One day, yeah.
Is it a trap?
No, it's for the troops because they have like so many
bases.
So many soldiers on standby.
Oh, it's in Europe. You're good.
Yeah.
Do you have to do French and English?
I don't know what they want. Like Michel was like, he calls me and he goes, "Do you want to do it?" And I was like, and this is the first time. Usually when the army books me, they haven't booked me in like 10 years, but in the old days, they'd be like, "Look, this is the money we have." But this time, this is the first time they asked Michelle, they were like, "How much does he want?"
50 G's.
So I could probably get 50 G's.
I would say, if you're going to Lithuania, I would take 50.
Yeah. But I'll end up doing it for free. Because I like doing shows for soldiers.
But which soldiers? What about the Taliban? Would you do a show for them?
I would. They're fun guys. They laugh a lot.
Yeah, they laugh a lot.
Fucking cool.
They like driving bumper cars.
You do gay shit on Thursdays.
You can make fun of chicks. Yeah. You make fun of chicks. You make fun of the fags. Not on Thursday.
Not on Thursday.
Thursday.
None of this is gay on Thursday. What's it called? Yeah. Man Love Thursday?
Man Love Thursday. Yeah.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing.
It's funny because when people hear us talk about that, they're like, "That's not true." And they Google it. They're like, "Those sons of bitches." Yeah. It sounds so fake.
Yeah.
Nah.
A lot of shit I talk about on stage that people think is too extreme is not real. When they Google, they're like, "Tabarnak, I can't believe that's real." Well, yeah, I told you. Why would I say something on stage that I know that 2 minutes later you're going to verify is fake? I'm telling you real shit.
Well, because most people don't have the time we have. Because this is what we do, right? We talk about shit.
Google Battle of Thursdays.
No, you know, we talk about. So I guess like.
So most people don't have enough time to Google gay porn?
No.
It's a good time, bro. Yeah. If only they knew.
Is that, but you have time for that? Because I don't have time to Google gay porn.
pay for my parking.
Oh shit, that was a good one. No, like they won't have time. Like we'll search stuff, you know, to bring, you know, yeah, to talk about shit. But people just want to work like 40 hours a week and go home, chill, watch a movie or whatever. You know,
they don't give a fuck about. 40-hour work week, I feel like, has to change.
They're trying to move it to like 32.
Even so, here's a couple things I realized.
40 isn't enough if you like your job.
Yeah.
And it's way too much if you hate it.
There's that.
So instead of working 30 hours a week, do something you like that you won't notice that you're working 50 hours a week.
I think most jobs in 5 years are not going to exist right now. Like people should start planning ahead. Eh? Everything is going to be either you're a coder, you're good at digital stuff.
Really?
Or arts that you're creating. Dude, everything's going to be automation.
Or repairman.
There's going to be, dude, there's going to be even repairman. You're going to see like Tesla factories. Bro, there's going to be three managers, and the rest, you just put it on. Everything that needs to get fixed is going to get done by robots.
You know what's fucked up? God, like in Europe, they don't work as many hours as we do. And the first time I brought Marie to France, I told
That's
her.
That's just in France, by the way, because in Greece, I found out I used to have the same.
They work a lot?
Dude, the most hours in fucking Europe. Did you see
this? Really?
Yeah, but they take the least vacations. I thought it was the opposite. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was all Europe. No, but like I know France, they work like fucking 30 hours a week.
And they're
like
2 month vacation.
I need to go to Italy for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told Marie and I used to work like I don't work that much anymore, but I used to work like crazy, and I'd always like Marie. She'd be like, when I told her, I was like, people in France don't, they only work 30 hours a week. And she was like, why? And I was like, because, well, they're lazy. They're lazy compared to us.
Yeah.
And then she was like, really? Okay. And then the first time we're in France, we're talking to this French guy. And then he's bitching about his job. He worked in the hospital. And she was like, nah, but it's because you guys are lazy, though, compared to us.
Your wife's amazing.
And I'm like, no, they're not, you know, but they work. And he goes, I'm not lazy. I work 3 days a week. I work 3 days a week. I work 10-hour shifts 3 days a week. And then she goes, yeah, that's 30 hours. That's fucking. And then she goes, c'est louche. And then I'm like, no, it's not, you know, it's not. And then I was trying to make him, I was like, look at me. Last year I did 400 shows. So technically I only worked 400 hours if you don't count the 7,000 hours that I wrote and flew.
Traveled,
yeah. You know, but you fucking 30 hours a week. That you crazy. You only have 4 days a week to go to Italy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, dude! Yeah, Europe is different, especially in France. Yeah, they don't like to work as much. But even here, I think they should change that because the future doesn't. This is not sustainable. So everything's automated, right? So think about the first people that are going to feel it are the Asians, Africans, all of the sweatshop places, because the sweatshops are going to be replaced by robots. So all those kids, all those salaries are all gone. What are those people going to do? Are they going to start coding?
How are they? What are they going to call those? Because we call them sweatshops because you don't pay AC when you're hiring someone
squeak
for
shops.
3 cents a day. Yeah, squeak shops.
All that stuff. Dude, everything's going to go automation. The grocery store. You don't need anyone. You just need managers, and then everything's going to be automatic.
Yeah.
The payment, the put stock
in
shelves.
I love, too, how everyone, whatever job you have, you always think, yeah, in a couple of years, it's going to be robots, except for my job, because we need people like me.
Yeah.
And then you realize you see a robot. Like, we were so quick to... To go to, like, first time you went to a Walmart, or I don't know if it was Walmart, the first one to do the self-checkout.
Yeah.
First time you saw a self-checkout, you're like, this is fucking shit. I don't want a self-checkout. But now if you have the choice between self-checkout.
You take self-checkout.
I always take self-checkout.
You're like, fuck these people.
And I look at the lady making minimum wage, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but you don't really matter to me.
It's true, but dude,
I just want to leave.
I think we're going to go through, like, a crazy depression era type
of
shit.
Since everything's going digital... You need to have jobs in digital. For example, you're coding, you're creating a world, you know, video games or metaverse, whatever.
You know how shitty we are in North America for cashiers? Like, a lot of people here don't want cashiers to have chairs. Whenever you hear that,
I don't understand why.
They're standing up. Why is she standing up? She can be, like, couldn't she be, like, sitting. When you go to Europe, they're sitting.
Yeah.
Like, just be comfortable.
I never understood it. I was a cashier for a while when I was young at Jean Coutu.
Yeah. And it's not like you're crazy fast because you're on your feet and you're like, boop, boop, boop. No, if you're sitting down,
it doesn't change.
You're fucking scanning the same speed, right?
Yeah. Because I was young, I never questioned it because you didn't mind standing up. But when I think about it, it would not have impeded my work.
No. and it would have been way better. I was a cashier when I was like 16 to 18. And even then, my legs had hurt at the end of a shift.
Imagine,
so imagine being a 53-year-old woman.
Just give them the chair. Because in a lot of these corner stores, they have chairs because it's their store. They own it. So they sit. But all of the like chain places, they make you stand.
Yeah. But even when I worked in retail, like you weren't allowed to sit. You had to be standing up the whole time, which I never really understood.
Well, you had to walk around and talk to people.
Retail, like,
hey,
I get it.
Come here.
No, buddy. You couldn't.
Get a wheelchair.
Well, no. What I mean is, let's say.
Hello? You want to buy a shirt?
No, but tell us.
You're going to be like Professor XL.
No, but like tell us in telecommunications, right?
But it went over your head beside.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it. But like TELUS was a small store, so you could just sit and then get up because there were a ton of other, like, but Rogers, they were sitting down, chilling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rogers, they were just sitting, and then when people would come in, they would just stand up, go look at the phones with them, walk around. But us, we weren't allowed, bro. Like chair, oh my God, they'd kill you.
Interesting.
Yeah. You couldn't even. Some managers, if you leaned on the counter,
they beat you.
They wouldn't beat you. But like I had one lady say, she's like, she's gonna cut me up with her laser eyes.
She said the words, "I'm gonna cut you up with my laser eyes."
Word for word, yeah.
This was if I catch you leaning, a boss.
Yes.
Tell her maybe you'd relax, you'd fuck a couple of guys. Like, yeah. Calm the fuck down. That's absurd.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, and one time I caught her leaning like a whore. Like her ass was out.
Laser eye.
What do you mean by that? You know, whores. Whores love to lean.
No. She was leaning like.
Was she leaning like with her ass up and her
pants down?
Yeah.
Like she was leaning like.
No. She was like.
She was spitting on the counter?
Almost.
Okay.
Like she was. And then I grabbed my phone to try and film her. To be like, we can't fucking
leave.
She
looks like a whore. I'm going to film her.
No, to prove.
I'm starting an OnlyFans.
No, because what I was going to do, I was going to complain to upper management and be like, yo, this bitch is fucking telling me I can't even lean backwards a bit. Look
and
at
she's
her.
She's hoeing it up.
She's fucking sleeping on the fucking counter, right?
You're a Karen.
Because
she busted my balls.
You talk to her, you're like, I'm going to film her and get her fired.
Well, I didn't see her after that.
She started OnlyFans. God, she made more money. That's TELUS.
Good for her.
Yeah. You gonna start one of those
OnlyFans?
An OnlyFags. Yeah.
OnlyFags.
What?
What?
That's what you said.
Quit using that word.
Yo, speaking of fags,
not use that word anymore.
Yeah. Whoa.
What the fuck? Look at this.
Speaking of OnlyFags.
Damn. Dude. What is this? 1998. Whoa.
Grindr. Did you guys see that shit?
I don't even know what that is.
The gay app.
Oh, yeah. I know what that is. I signed you up for that app.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, the Tinder.
But
apparently, like, I was talking to a gay guy once. Tinder is a copy of Grindr.
No, they're both copies of Hot or Not.
Okay.
I have no idea, bro. Yeah.
But Grindr was before
Grindr Tinder. Came first.
Yeah, it was before
Tinder. It makes sense.
And Hot or Not was different, right? Because you voted hot or not, but it wasn't a dating
app. No, it wasn't a dating app, yeah. But so they copied Grindr.
Yeah, because I was telling the guy, like, I don't know why. Whenever I'm talking to homosexuals, I talk about, like, gay stuff.
Of course.
So I'm like, fuck, you know how we could make crazy money? Whenever there's something big for heterosexuals, we do a copy for your gay guys.
Yeah.
And this was like the first years of Tinder. I didn't even know Grindr existed. I was like, we should do a fucking gay Tinder. And then he goes, yeah, Grindr. And I was like, oh, that's a funny name. And they even kind of rhymes a little. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, but that existed before Tinder. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, everything's sexual. Gay guys are way more sexual than straight guys.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. So we want to fuck. Like, as soon as we're like, how can I have my dick sucked with this, whereas we're
going to invent something.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's actually a good point. Yeah. Yeah. He has stumped me. That is an excellent point.
Yeah,
Well, 1-0 for gays.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Grindr, what's the story with Grindr?
They were actually selling for 3 years, like, all kinds of information.
Like?
He's a gay guy.
Like, location.
Everyone on this app might be gay.
Hold on. Look. Grindr location data was reportedly for sale for at least 3 years.
So that means that they have your data.
Yeah, they have your data.
Big Tony.
Remember that? And then, so sensitive data, and they've just been sharing it.
Are they sharing it to things that gay guys would like, or they're like,
giving they're it calling their homophobes. Wives. They're calling their wives.
Yeah. I think the ad agencies are one. But imagine it's
imagine
like.
Imagine your fucking,
husband sucked a dick.
You're a closet gay guy. And then your wife is like, why is it on the family computer?
Yeah, there you go. But that's what would happen.
I'm Googling Disneyland and it's all fucking guys getting.
Oh, no.
Getting butt-fucked by
Yeah, Yankee. Like they'd get weird ads, weird targeted ads and shit.
God damn.
Because it uses its location. Because imagine you have the same email account on Grindr and you have it on the computer.
I think the Amazon account. I am not a closet homosexual, but if I was a closet homosexual, I wouldn't use my family's email address. Yeah, we'll thewards@gmail.com. I want to suck dicks, but don't tell anyone. And then you're like, what now? Is that? No, that's on me.
Well, we keep getting these ads. It's not me. But it says hard cock Mike. Like, that's pretty.
That's on me. That's on me. You know, babe, I never get hard with you.
I'm not hard cock. I'm soft cock Mike. You know.
I'm soft cock Mike.
Yeah, have I been hard around you?
I'm a hard cock Mike when I close my eyes and I listen to your brother's voice. When you call your brother and we talk to him on speakerphone, you suck my dick, then I'm hard cock Mike.
Yeah, then I'm hard cock Mike. Oh, that's terrible. I feel bad, bro. Yeah. That's dirty.
But it's fucking horrible for if they're closet. Look,
yeah, it sucks if they're in the closet, but if they're out of the closet.
But every company does that. I don't know why we're like data, those motherfuckers.
Yeah, sure. Why are they so angry at the...
At the gays, because they're fucking gays.
Yeah, no, they're angry because this is something that some people might hide. It's personal. Like older... It's not like our generation. The older generation, bro, they couldn't just come out of the closet.
I see.
They had all kinds of problems. Social. And that's different.
Yeah, I don't get, though, like, why... And they still exist. People that don't come out of the closet and they have, a cool family.
Yeah.
Like, that I don't get.
They don't want to destroy the family.
Yeah, but...
How would they destroy it, though?
All right. Let's backtrack for a second. Let's say your father was not your dad. Let's say your dad actually stuck around. Yeah. And he built a good family. Him and your mom, they're together. You go, yeah, we're having dinner, whatever. Dad's like, boys, I've been banging boys.
Yeah. No, but I'm not talking about like old guys. I get that. Yeah. But young guys.
Yeah, young guys. Like, let's say.
Like now? Like my age?
Like your age or any, yeah.
Or 20s, like they grew up.
Well, 20s, they're not starting families, bro.
No, but I mean their family at home, like their parents, their mom, cousins. And
dad. I meant that family.
Yeah, that's what he meant. Okay,
I didn't mean the kids.
I thought you meant the head of the household. Oh. Yeah.
You know what must be fucked up?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
This week on Suze Good, I had Jess Chartrand, who's a woman comic who's lesbian, and her dad came out as a gay guy. Like 15 years ago. And I was thinking about that. Probably sometimes, like some gay people, if your dad comes out as gay,
it's easier for you to come out.
No, I'm sure that you judge him as much as a straight person would. Go, you motherfucker, you lied to mom, you lied to us, fucking asshole.
Did you ask her?
Yeah, but she was okay with it. Yeah. But like, even if I was a gay guy, I'd judge my dad. I'd be like, that fucking fag. but I'd be a gay guy. But I'm sure there are some gay guys that are like that. Because you're like, you fucking lied to mom. I didn't lie to anyone. I was just sucking dick.
And he's like, so was I. Most of your boyfriends. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I personally don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Here's something I never understood.
As long as you're not doing anything to harm people,
yeah.
Like all your personal shit is your personal shit. Like, I don't like people get involved in people's personal life.
I think the only in the old days it used to be rough because of religion.
Yeah, people you get beat up.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, dude, they used to go to nightclubs. Yeah. Used to wait in the back for like a gay guy to come out of the nightclub or two, and they just beat shit.
I follow a guy on Twitter who's he's a gay
it's
guy.
Fucked up, but bro, it helped my fighting skills, bro, because they don't defend well.
There's a gay guy I follow on Twitter. I didn't even know he was gay. But there's a gay guy on Twitter that he was saying that his roommate and him, they were leaving a bar and they got attacked this week. And his roommate got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
And he was in intensive care. Like in fucking 2022.
I'm not proud of myself. But
beaten up, yeah.
I'm not proud of myself.
You're still a good fighter.
I'm a good fighter. I'm just testing my skills.
Yeah. You got to practice somehow.
I mean, you just told me. I didn't even know they were gay. I just didn't like them. But yeah, that's fucked up also because Don't you have the internet? Don't you have other shit to do?
Yeah.
Why are you roaming like the prowler? You're like, that guy's so gay.
I still think though.
I'm gonna hit him.
Well, because I gotta get close to them.
No, but it's like, that guy's so gay. I want to get up close with him. It's like, that's kind of gay, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still 100% sure though. Remember we used to always say homophobes were mostly closet gay guys?
I think it's true.
I think the violent ones are all 100%. Yeah. That's why, like, even if you're not comfortable around gay people.
Why attack?
Why would you want to hurt
It doesn't
someone?
Make any sense. Yeah. I'm with you.
The only way you want to hurt someone is like, you fucking
You're living
sexy.
The life I want.
You fucking sexy motherfucker.
I wanted that cock. Yeah. That's what it is. I feel the same way. It's always suspicious. Yeah. It's like, but why would you break him?
Even though I hit him, he's still handsome.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. It doesn't make, it's like, if you really don't like something, wouldn't you go away from it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'd stay away from it.
What are you jealous of? What are you overcompensating
for? Yeah, no, I agree
with you. Always suspicious.
I always thought the same thing. No. Another thing I never understood, though, was how...
Science?
If they can't...
Gravity?
If they can't get an erection with a woman, how do they reproduce?
What?
Who?
What?
Gay guys.
Yeah, how do they have children?
Gay guys don't reproduce. Like, they adopt.
No, I'm talking about if they're in the closet and they're with a woman.
Gay guy.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
How are these gays popping up here and there, bro? Two dudes don't make a right. You feel me? The problem is the cloning. The gay cloning, bro.
I get it. So that guy's bisexual because just one of his parents was gay. I get it.
I mean, first of all, there's no... They could probably be gay and still kind of bi. Who knows?
No.
Yeah, I think closet homosexuals are actually bi.
Yeah.
Because you can't... Like, I couldn't... Someone had asked me once, if you were a gay guy, would you rather be top or bottom? And I couldn't be a top because I couldn't get my dick hard.
But then you wouldn't be a gay guy.
To fuck another dude.
But then you wouldn't be a gay guy. No. He said if you were a gay guy.
Yeah. But just to think now, like, I couldn't imagine. Like, if someone told me, okay, I'll give you $9 billion to fuck that dude.
I can't get hard.
I'd be like, okay, there's no way I can fuck him. Yeah. I can hand please him. Give me $9 billion. I go, please.
No way.
I'll grab his balls and go.
But also taking
how,
it as gay.
If you're a gay guy, how are you getting hard with a chick? I don't know. There was one guy though.
Some of them do have children like the natural way. They'll.
I guess they inseminate.
Way.
I guess the natural way.
But it feels like talking into a time machine.
It's probably the same thing as, you know, when you see a couple and one of them is
hideous,
disgusting, and you're like, how did he fuck that?
Yeah.
But I guess if you close your eyes,
at the massage
like,
parlor, they were asking his girlfriend then.
But eyes closed.
Do you need us to call the police?
Yeah. No. C'est juste une érection.
God damn that accent. I hate you.
The funniest Quebec girl accent is I love the ang. I love that so much. It makes me laugh so much.
Oh, you know who had that?
Every cashier I've ever spoken to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know who had that? Everyone. Yeah, every cashier.
I love the ang. We don't give the ang enough credit. Yeah. The ang is hilarious.
Yeah, I think you use it.
I use it on stage.
Yeah, you do. It makes me laugh every time.
His tag about the retard also is amazing.
Yeah.
I used it once. I'm gonna use it again this week. See how it works.
It's a very good tag.
Yeah, it's a very good tag because it keeps the laughs going. So then I used to have that lull of 10 seconds. Now that lull doesn't even exist. It's bam, 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 bam.
Yeah,
very good tag.
Cool.
All right. So look, Mike. I don't know if you're aware of this. I found out recently that on the 22nd of July, 2022, that would be this summer, there is a groundbreaking Guinness Book World Record breaking, and this was confirmed to us over the weekend by our wizard friend, live podcast happening at the Montreal Bell Centre in front of 20,000 people. The current record is being held by some British podcast.
Yeah, I thought it was like 2,000 by someone like an American. 12,000 by some non-hardworking European.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen? We're going to ruin their lives this summer because Mike Ward is at the Bell Center live with Mike Ward Tuzakut. The biggest and baddest French language comedy podcast on the planet is going live at the Bell Center in front of 20,000 fans. If you are bilingual or just Frencholingual, there's no reason why you're not going to buy a ticket. Tickets are cheap. Tickets are affordable. It's going to be a fun night. Mike has all kinds of activities planned. It's going to be a great historic night. It's going to be recorded in 4K. 4K, right? Maybe even 8K, because shit's going crazy, but you know, by the time we get there. Centrebragg.com is the website.
Yep.
People can get tickets right now. There are a couple of tickets left, but by the time we reach
97 sections have sold out.
That's absurd. Bell Center.
Damn.
97 sections. And it's a record that they're never going to break. And well, they will break it, but it'll be robots.
Yeah.
When robots start doing podcasts.
Yeah, when robots show up to the podcast, they're just going to, there's androids.
They're going to take over.
But centrebragg.com, links are in the description. Yep. Jason already set that stuff up for you guys. MikeWard.ca for all of Mike's tour dates. He's currently touring Mike Ward Noir. And once that's done in the fall, he's going to think of a new tour, maybe even one in English. The Poseidon 69 is Poseidon's handle. Poseidon, not just getting erect at the massage parlor, he's also playing a lot of video games online. He has just started Elden Ring New Game Plus.
Yay.
And he's streaming that on Twitch for you guys. Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of mine and Poseidon's other work. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. And if you are bilingual, I will be in Quebec May 20th.
Yeah.
Doing my hour, friends. And there's like two tickets left for that. We're going to try to add some more, but we're really squeezing it in there. So buy those tickets now. Links are in the description. Thank you guys, and go fuck yourselves.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.